Zone para Dalek.
Danger Zone!
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I am talking!
Not even the Daleks ever subjected me to anything quite so arse-paralyzingly painful as that.
What?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Spoilers!
Hello, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Ben.
And we're playing
Doctor.
Okay. Next time, man. Next time. I know you're new to this regeneration.
Look, it's more the fact that you actually lag out a bit on Skype.
Excuses.
No, seriously, by the time I'm saying player, you're ending Doctor. Even though I'm starting at the right point. Like, just...
Okay.
Skype is a thing.
Do we want to try it again?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We've just made the audience sit through like a minute of explanation.
All right. So, Playing Doctor is our semi-regular podcast about the hit BBC series Doctor Who. It's becoming more regular recently because we've been taking Metamucil and now we're back on track.
Because I regenerated.
Yes. Yes. And your new regeneration is a little bit backed up, I guess.
No, the new regeneration is actually quite regular. It's the old regeneration that's backed up.
Oh, he needs the Metamucil. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I'm perfectly regular.
Okay. So, this is another spoilers episode.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about the... God, I can't even remember the name of it.
Season 8, Episode 2, Into the Dalek.
Into the Dalek. And this is based on the 1987 movie Inner Space starring Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan, correct?
Which even gets shouted out in the episode.
Yes!
Which I absolutely loved.
I was glad that they admitted it because, I mean, everybody's thinking it. Like, just, it's Inner Space Dalek. That's what this episode is.
Did you just say Interspecies Dalek?
No, that's a different episode. That's Interspecies Dalek Horn, which is not a good episode. Two thumbs down on that one.
Who wrote this one? Okay, it was written by Phil Ford and Stephen Moffat.
Okay.
I knew that I wanted to talk about that.
Okay.
Because it, to me, the reason why I wanted to talk about it is the last time we heard from Phil Ford was Waters of Mars.
Which was a very good episode.
Yes. Quite unlike the crap I sat through on Saturday.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I enjoyed it. Okay, I enjoyed it in the same way that I enjoy, like, just the summer popcorn movies. Like, if you don't think about it too much, it's fun to watch. And that's what I got from this episode. Like, when I watched it the first time, I really enjoyed it. Why do I watch it the second time? And I, you know, I have to look at an episode critically to talk about it, because it would just be a crappy podcast if we just sat here, oh, Doctor Who is so fantastic, do-do-do, the end. You know? So I feel like I have
Could
to...
do that again?
No.
It's kind of hot.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I can't. I have to, like, be very critical about it and pick it apart. And once I start doing that, I see all the flaws in the episode. And that's what happened to me today. And I have, like, a page of notes about things that bothered me.
Yeah. I will say this. I think part of the problem is I'm just generally over the Daleks at this point.
They have been around for almost 50 years.
Well, it's not even that. It's the last time I genuinely enjoyed a Dalek episode, I hadn't seen them in 3 years.
Okay.
Now they're in.
Makes a bit of a difference.
Every season. Like, they were in last season, they were in the season before that. See what I'm saying?
It's almost like they feel like they have to bring them up every year just because it's classic enemy that everybody wants to see, but. Like, maybe they're kind of being overused.
They're definitely being overused.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. I like that they did something different with it this time. Even though, like I said, once I started picking it apart, I was like, okay, this, it really falls apart when you examine it.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is that I like Peter Capaldi so much.
Yes, I still loved his performance. But then again, I really enjoyed most of Matt's episodes, his performances in those episodes.
Right.
Doesn't mean they were good episodes.
Right. I totally get that.
But before we go into the actual episode, there's something that we neglected to talk about last week.
Yes, there is.
Yes, the there opening is. Credit sequence.
Now, the in case anybody's been not paying attention, the opening credit sequence is actually a fan-made thing that somebody did, I guess, on their, you know, MacBook
Lunch
Pro
break or something.
Yeah, yeah. They just, you know, made it at home. And so when I heard that this was going to be turned into the actual intro, kind of had mixed feelings because I wasn't super crazy about it. I was kind of expecting them to do a little bit more beefing up for the real one, and they kind of didn't do that. Like, the whole intro just kind of feels stiff.
Yeah.
It just feels really kind of just mechanically put together, and where everything before, including the music, which we've discussed a little bit.
I don't think we've actually discussed it on the show.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we had or not, because, you know.
Well, you in my previous form might have, but I haven't had a chance to discuss it with you.
So it hasn't happened for you yet, is what you're saying.
No, it's... wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yes. That one fell apart on me.
Basically, when it comes to... there's two parts to every opening sequence when it comes to the Doctor. There's the visual, and then there's the music. I have finally pinned down what my problem with the visuals is. It's too clean.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of opening title sequences, it's been kind of either dirty in the case of the RTD era,
mm-hmm.
or with the Matt Smith era, like the TARDIS was bumping around everywhere, bumping into the time vortex, getting shot by lightning. Like, there was stuff going on.
That was kind of almost a reflection of Matt Smith and his performance. Like, he was kind of bouncing around everywhere and, you know, lightning shooting out from his sonic screwdriver, I'm sure, happened at some point. No, I can't pinpoint. But anyway.
No, it didn't.
it was very lively. You know, it like I said, it, I think it was a reflection of him. I don't think that they did the same thing with this new opening. Like,
not
they could have just
close.
They could have just, you know, changed it up a little bit, just give it a little bit more life or something. I don't know. It's just I don't know. I liked it. It was a good start. I think if they just kind of, I don't know, just kick it around a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
Jazz
and the music
up.
Just like when I first heard the music, I kind of wanted to pick up my phone and be like, hello, BBC, did somebody shoot Murray Gold?
I think what that was a video game from the 80s, the Doctor Who video game.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, it's kind of like almost a MIDI or something, which if...
it's shitty.
I like, okay, I'm going to say this, I really like that they went more electronic with it, because the original was, you know, it was kind of the basis for electronic music. It was, you know, a lot of people considered the first electronic song. But again, just like the visual intro, it just feels flat. Like, there's just not a whole lot of, there's no bass in it. Like, you know, my daughter commented that usually the bass shakes our freaking entertainment center.
There's on the old one. There's a great quote from Murray Gold, and I can't remember what it's in. I think it's in Declassified, when they're doing, like, the first Doctor Who, show on stage for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, there's a great thing about the Doctor Who theme, and it's got lots of crash, bang, and wallop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this theme has none of that.
Right.
It has no crash, there's very little bang, and there's no wallop whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's just, like, agree. There.
Yeah, it doesn't... the whole thing doesn't really get you excited about okay, there's a fucking Doctor Who episode about to come on.
See, I think that might be part of my problem. Because I wasn't psyched. And the way they led into, like, the cold open, the way the cold open ended,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, great title sequence. Instead of, yeah, Doctor fucking Who.
Yeah, right. I mean, the old ones, when they redid Matt Smith's, mm-hmm. you know, fairly recently, I got chills when they came out with it. Like, when they put his face in it, and it was really a callback to the classic.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And then they kind of just dumped all that and got this new one. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it being, like, a fan-made thing. And it's awesome that they got this, you know, that they picked up somebody who just made this on the internet. But, you know, take that and give him some money and give him some better equipment and just say, you know what, just do this with it.
You know what I really want to see? I want to see these graphics with the Matt Smith opening theme. Because I'm wondering if, because there's no Crash Bang Wallop,
like maybe it's
affecting how I feel about the graphics.
It could be, yeah, it could be just a confusion or a I can't even words now.
Juxtaposition.
Yeah, that works. Because both the music and the visuals are a little bit lacking.
Yeah.
Then to the overall effect, it's just like, it's okay. You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway, let's get into the episode itself.
Yeah, we've
because you've got a page of notes.
Well, I don't need to talk about all of them.
Yes, you do, because I want to hear you rant.
I don't know if I can. I can rant, but I don't know if I can rant about this one.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, the whole going into the doctor or into the Dalek thing, it very much reminded me of the Tesseract from. I guess was it last season or the season before? I don't know. With all the split seasons, I've lost track.
Yeah,
but
it was the season before because it was the season where River was shooting the Doctor.
Yes. Okay. But like I said, I couldn't remember. It was like, which season was that even? That was 2 years ago or something.
You know what I was really sad about?
What's
like
that?
Right at the beginning when he saves whatever her face is, the soldier that nobody actually gave a crap about.
Oh, Blue, I think? Yeah, Blue.
Whatever her name was. And he's standing there with the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, what is this going to be one of Peter Capaldi's things? Like, he's
coffee.
Always offering people drinks. Because he's like, in the last one, right before he kills the dude, he offered him a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking that he would just be stood there. And like, one of his things was like, he just really wanted to hydrate people. Like,
but he's not giving them water. He's giving them, like,
but it's
scotch
still hydrating.
And coffee. Yeah.
He's still hydrating people.
Yeah.
But it turns out that it's something that Clara had sent him out for 3 weeks ago. I was like, that's kind of sad. I think that would be a brilliant little character perk. Like, I just think it would be hilarious.
Well, I mean, every doctor has their little catchphrase or their thing that they do.
Yeah.
You know, like reversing the polarity.
Jelly babies.
Yeah, that's his thing, is drinks. Look thirsty.
I think that would be hilarious. But then, like, she's like, I sent you out for tea 3 weeks ago. Fast forward, like, half an hour in the episode, Missy's offering someone tea. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be Clara. I don't know.
Okay, here. I said as a kind of an offhand comment last week, what if it's River Song? Okay, I know that still seems kind of ridiculous.
This sound you're about to hear is me headbutting my microphone.
Let me just say, I don't want it to be River Song. I want her story to be over and to be closed the way it is. But the way that she keeps saving people as they're dying reminded me of... She's in the library planet still, supposedly. She's saved there. And that's what the library planet does. As people are dying, it saves them at the last second. It sucks them up into the core. Okay, now you're not dead. And it could be anything. Like, she could look like anybody in there. You know? So...
That would be shitty.
Even though I just said it kind of as like, what if it's her? I don't know. I said this, like, 3 years ago, maybe even more, about what if what if she's Amy and Rory's daughter? And then it happened,
well,
and I'm like...
That was kind of obvious, wasn't it?
Well, this was, like... This was stupid early. Like, this was, this was actually 3 years ago. It was, like, we used to do these Skype chats where we would just talk like this, but not record it. And,
So what you're saying is you have no proof that you called it.
What's that?
What you're saying is you have no proof that you called it. That you could just be making this up.
Well, except I have three witnesses, so... But one of them is the other regeneration of Ben, and he's okay. A liar sometimes, so...
Okay.
You know...
And gets schooled in brackets, by the way.
Spoilers, that one's coming out in a couple of days.
No, I never said what the results were, I just said that he got schooled.
Okay. So anyway, I'm just saying, that's... I'm going to stick with this as my theory... It could be complete nonsense.
I really hope she's just like a completely new character that we've never heard of. But knowing Moffat's like fan wanky, I'm cleverer than everybody on the planet, but oh, everyone sees my shit coming anyway because it's so fucking predictable. Mm-hmm. It hurts. It's going to be someone we've met before. And from the heavy-handedness. Of the hints they've been dropping so far,
mm-hmm.
They're either A, wanting people to believe it's Clara so it's not, or B, they're not as heavy-handed as I think they are, and I'm just way too clever for my own good.
Like, maybe you're just giving them too much credit.
Yeah.
They're not trying to hide, it's being hidden in plain sight, is what it is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll see how it plays out. I still like that character. I'm excited to see where it's going.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally excited to see where it's going, especially if it gets Clara to go away.
cheers to that. One of my
notes is when she was talking to Samuel for the first time. Is that his name? Samuel Pink, I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I was being funny. I just do that. And my
no,
note
you
is,
don't.
My note is exactly, no, you weren't, no, you aren't, and no, you don't.
You keep saying that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Yes.
Clara has just struck me as, like, really smug in this episode.
In the whole season?
Well, yeah, I mean, in general, but I think, this season overall, but this episode, like... Right around the time that she smacks him, I was wanting to smack her too, because she's like, I know the answer. Why don't you just think about it for a minute, Doctor? And it's a fucking pet peeve of mine to see that in the show where...
So what you're saying is super companion.
Yeah.
That thing, yeah. I said I've been tired of for years now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because number one, she's treating him like a student. You know, stop being an elementary school teacher to the Doctor. It's just a pet peeve of mine to hear somebody say, just think about it. This is, don't you see how this is? And then make them think, just tell him if the fucking Dalek's about to kill you all. You know, just tell him and get it over with.
Yeah.
it's not puzzle time. He doesn't need to figure it out on his own.
Can we also talk about how fucking obvious it was what the problem was going to be? Like the moment they walk in and they're like, oh, by the way, this is a computer bank full of hate. I was like, then kill it now.
Right. And how was it not just painfully obvious to everybody that whatever was causing the Dalek to be sick was also causing it to be not hateful? So as soon as he fixes that, it's going to stop being nice and start being hateful again. I mean, it could be that he saw it and he just wanted to do it just to see what happens, you know?
I think that was This episode also had one of my favorite, almost like mission statements for a doctor in like a single line, where they turn around to him and they're like, who's she? And he's like, she's my carer. She cares, so I don't have to.
Mm.
I was like, bad ass.
Yes. And in that sense, that's one of the things I do like about Clara, is that she does have a good balance to him, because he's even more chaotic than he was before in a certain way. Like, he doesn't think things through before he does them. He's just like, let's just do it. What's going to happen? I don't know. Let's do it. You know, and she's going to put that check on him, kind of like Donna did, but not as likely.
I want to see Donna and Peter Capaldi's doctor together.
Dude, that would be fantastic.
So bad.
Except that would be, like, just so much yelling at each other.
But it would be brilliant.
It would be. It really would. Okay.
My last note of the whole episode was, what is it with Stephen Moffat and a Doctor's second episode involving them being in things' stomachs? Because okay. The second Matt Smith episode, he ended up in the stomach of the space whale.
Holy shit, yeah. Okay, I'm trying to think about this. Was he...
And he was in the Dalek stomach in this one.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man?
He's just got, like, a... You know what it is? He's got, like, the Doctor Who Mad Libs book, and he just fills in. Okay, give me an enemy. Cyberman. Okay.
I would not be surprised if that were true. That would explain a lot of the dumb fucking shit. Or even if it's not a Doctor Who Mad Libs book, and it's a completely other kind of Mad Libs book, and he just uses Doctor Who words.
The wacky vacation Mad Libs.
Anyway, now to your notes.
Yes, okay. I noticed that the Doctor is a lot colder and doesn't give a shit about people dying as much as he used to.
I'm okay with this.
I'm kind of okay with it.
Especially if it's Clara.
Well, so far, she hasn't had a chance to die. But
damn it!
This episode, he lets two people die, where normally he would almost sacrifice himself. Like, especially Tennant would, you know, just... He would put himself on the line to save just some guy, you know?
Yeah.
And so here, Blue's brother dies. And then
Sweet Home Chicago.
The first guy who got killed by the antibodies.
The guy who you never found out his name and never cared.
Exactly. Yeah, that dead guy number one. Yep. You might as well be wearing a red shirt this episode.
Yeah.
Well,
especially since we had blue and pink as well.
There you go. So he's just like, yeah, he was already dead. I was just trying to save us. Not any kind of second thought about it. Which, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this yet, because I really like when, you know, he was so connected with humanity before.
Because it's so different from the other stuff that's come before it.
And I think that's why I'm not sure if I like it yet, because it's just flipped. Like, he still cares, but I think now he's got it, kind of has it in check, and it, I kind of wondered if maybe, like, he was sort of PTSD before. You know, like...
She cares, so I don't have to.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Well, you know, he's coming off the Time War, he's seen all these deaths, and blah, blah, blah. Cry, cry, cry. So he's trying to save everybody. Now he's just like, you know what? A few weeks ago, I got over that. I got my closure with the Time War now. I'm good. I can let some people go now and then. It's fine. I don't know.
She cares, so I don't have to.
I don't really care that much. I don't.
No, I'm saying, like, that's his mission statement.
Oh, I thought you were saying I care, because I was like, that's news to me. Oh. Jesus. Have you listened to this show?
Yeah. That's why I regenerated, to try and make it good again.
Oh, shit!
Boom!
Oh, shit, son!
Headshot!
I think, actually, we've kind of touched on most of my rant. Oh, no, I had a big fucking complaint about sending Clara up into the Dalek brain to try to figure out how to turn it off and let the memories back out or something. What the fuck does she know about a Dalek brain? She goes up there and just finds the big red Staples easy button.
Literally.
Memories back on. Fixed it.
And how does an English teacher know how the chemistry of the brain works?
I mean, it wasn't even really a brain. It was like a fucking hard drive.
But she even says, like, follow the electrical impulses and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and it's already been established in some other episodes that she wasn't great with technology. And I think we've established that she lost a lot of the brains, which I guess I don't have any either, that she got from the when she got absorbed into the Wi-Fi early on.
Yeah.
She lost a lot of that capability and the skill that she got with technology in that episode, so she suddenly got it back now. Like, where she couldn't even figure out how to set up her fucking Wi-Fi originally. Now she can turn off a Dalek brain inhibitor.
I was okay with it, because there was the possibility she was going to die.
Like, she was just going to stick her finger in the Dalek electrical socket.
I was just like, oh, she's dead. What a shame.
Wow.
I don't like Clara.
Apparently. Oh, my God.
Episode 8. Clara's still not dead yet. Fuck.
Are we going to have to put, like, a countdown clock? Clara leaves in X episodes.
I don't know, because I don't want to be spoiled about that stuff. So,
yeah, I don't Jenny. Really want to know either. I don't. I really don't want to know. Like, sometimes you just can't avoid it, as we've found out the hard way.
Yeah.
So we'll try not to do that to our listeners here.
Everybody's dead, Dave. I did have a couple other things that I wanted to mention. The heavy-handed, this person's a soldier with a color as a last name. This person that Clara is somewhat romantically involved with is a soldier with a color for a last name.
So you think
heavy-handed.
Mr. Pink, not only was he in Reservoir Dogs, but he was also fighting the Daleks at some point in the past?
No. My point was, like, the whole her then wanting to get on the TARDIS and be like, take me with you, and he's like, I'm blah, 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 wish you hadn't been a soldier. Only for Clara to be like, I'm going to prove I'm better than the Doctor again and accept the soldier.
Right.
See,
I like the soldier.
Was really heavy-handed.
I liked her just because she was kind of a bitch, you know?
I hated the soldier. Like, the soldier who died, was it Grace and me, something?
Oh, Gretchen Anderson Carlyle.
Yes, Gretchen Anderson Carlyle.
Yeah, she was
had more character development than...
Like, in her 10 lines.
In, like, woman who has been in the entire episode.
I just I liked her because she was a bitch. That's all. I mean, I can do that, right?
No.
It's Sisterhood of Bitchiness.
That doesn't make her a good character.
I just said I liked her. I don't have to back that up. It's an opinion.
Yes, but I'm not stating that she was unlikable or dislikable. Okay. I'm stating that she was an awful character. She was an entire episode, and we found out more about the other woman in like 10 lines of dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And we cared more.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm really looking forward to finding out what it is the Doctor does in her name.
Yes, I really hope they don't let that drop, because that would be really shitty.
Yeah.
I will be pissed off. I will rage quit Doctor Who. No, just kidding.
Yeah, it's a bit over the top. And what was the other thing? You know. Like, and you know this because previous me had a bit of a Star Trek fetish.
A bit, yes.
That the last time that someone interfaced with a semi-organic robotic being and changed its programming to be good, it went off and changed an entire part of the Borg Collective.
Hmm. Yes.
So you know that this Dalek looking into the Doctor's brain
mm-hmm.
is gonna come back to haunt us.
Well, I kind of hope so, because that would be an interesting change for the Daleks, other than just let's fight them. Because it would
involve the Daleks coming back!
Okay, yeah, but if they're going to come back, do something different with it. Rather than just, hey, we're going to try to take over the Earth by building the Empire State Building.
What I really want to find out is that that's what caused the Dalek Civil War.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Which we see in, like, Remembrance of the Daleks.
I really hope that it doesn't bring back the human Dalek hybrids from the Daleks Take Manhattan, or whatever that episode is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Martha Jones episode. They build the Empire State Building.
No, they don't. She never met the Daleks.
What? What?
No, Martha never met the Daleks.
Is this kind of like how there was only one Matrix movie?
How there were only 6 seasons of Buffy?
I can't relate to that one, but I'll take your word for it. Like, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
3 like Star Martha Wars Jones, movies. Like, yeah. Martha Jones, let's be honest, right? Martha Jones, like, she was in the hospital, and they were in the Jadoon platoon upon the moon in a tampoon. That's a spoiler.
Spoilers!
Then they met Shakespeare, which was pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got kidnapped by people in a van. And then she met Mark Gatiss. And that, then, like, straight from there, the Doctor was a human. And then there were some, like, stone angels. And then the Master turned up. I have no recollection of Daleks or a living son whatsoever.
Wow. Okay, I respect that. Gotcha.
Even if it did have the future Spider-Man in it.
I don't remember that at all, so, okay.
In Daleks in Manhattan and the Evolution of Daleks, Andrew Garfield is in them.
Whoa, okay. We're getting to that episode coming up soon, so I can't wait to actually pay attention to it this time. Anyways, actually, I'm not looking forward to that very much at all.
Ben had mentioned to me, like, do you want to come on for, like, Evolution of the Daleks? And I was like, nope.
We already have somebody for that episode anyway, asshole. Okay. Not you, the other Ben.
Okay.
Because
I think he was just trying to goad me into saying something nasty about Evolution of the Daleks. And I was just like, nope. I'll pass.
Not taking that bait, troll. So, yeah, I think that was just about it. No, I would want to point out that at some point, this episode was, like, the weirdest episode of Cosmos ever. I don't know if you've watched the new Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like, and he's talking about the star being born and the galaxy coming together, and there's, like, a close-up of an eyeball a whole lot, and I felt like I was on acid, and then there was a Dalek.
And there was a trip through a Stargate in there at one point.
The trip through the Stargate, that was a great, great part. I wasn't sure what was going on, but there was a Stargate.
Yeah.
But they didn't come out into ancient Egypt.
Planet. And they didn't need a DRD to get back. another moment of what we were talking about with Moffat just letting you write your own story, because they never tell us how we got out of the time stream, and they never tell us how they got out of the fucking Dalek.
And they never tell us how they fucking got cleaned up from the Dalek feeding goop. Tube.
Yeah.
They were soaked in Dalek food jizz.
In protein. Liquid protein.
Yeah,
which Dalek is literally jizz. Semen.
Exactly, that's what it was.
So you heard it here. Daleks eat semen.
I'm gonna vomit.
That's what it looked like.
Oh my god.
Now all we need is, like, the Dalek fleshlight, and we'll be good.
Let's cut this episode off right here.
And on that note,
how the Daleks saw the star being born, and it was so inspired that it saw beauty and turned good.
Well, that's this not really, episode. That's not really what it was about.
It's close enough. It's close enough.
Okay.
This episode has now turned me into a human Dalek. I am so hateful to think of this.
So how did... One last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How heavy-handed was the callback to the Dalek episode from Christopher Eccleston's season where there was like, you would be a good Dalek?
Very.
I was
felt like, fuck,
me again, really?
Yeah, it was almost a remake. Like, when he first walked into the room and he's face-to-face with the Dalek, it was...
Peter Capaldi was like, this is new, and I'm like, no, it's not.
Except I don't think he spit on the Dalek as much this time as Christopher Eccleston did.
Christopher Eccleston did get a bit drooly.
He was thinking of all that Dalek jizz.
You've heard about the cool little backstage story, right?
No.
Where Peter Capaldi would come down to the set just to watch Daleks explode, even when he wasn't on the sheet.
That's
just because he wanted to watch Daleks explode.
That's fantastic. Because he's a Doctor Who fan,
I think. He's a huge Doctor Who fan.
Before he was, you know, since he was a little kid. Like, he grew up watching... Is he old enough to have seen Hartnell, like, on the first run?
He's old enough to remember it starting, I think.
Probably. Like, I almost want to say that we did the math on it once, and he... If you ever saw the, is it Adventures in Space and Time documentary?
Space and Time. Which, if you haven't seen it...
Fantastic.
Literally pause the podcast right now and go watch it.
Oh, it's
almost bring Kleenex.
Yeah, it's so good. But I think we did the math on it, and I think he was the same age as the little kids that, you know, met Hartnell and, you know, can I get your autograph, doctor? Blah, blah, you know, that all that. He could have been one of those kids, literally. You know? So, I think, you know,
so
growing
Peter
up,
Capaldi was born in 1958.
So yeah, he would have been like 6 or so.
58. He would have been 5 in the year it started.
Right.
So yeah, he's literally been alive the entire time the show's been in existence.
Yes. So I think that makes it. Makes him, you know, just a fan who just
he
loves
might,
just being
what
part of the show.
Might be considered an expert.
A little bit. And I don't feel like he's going to end up marrying one of the doctor's actual other doctor's daughters, which was just still weird for me. I gotta stop talking about that because it's just...
Oh, you mean
David
the whole
Tennant.
Georgia Moffat?
Yeah, that incestuous clusterfuck.
It's not incestuous.
It really is.
No, it's not. They're clearly different people. It's just the TV show.
No, it's not! How dare you say this to me? How dare you?
It's not real.
Okay, anyway.
Daleks eat semen.
That is true. That is 100% true. They make cookies and just... jizz all over the top.
And soufflés.
Oh my god, it's so good in soufflés. I mean, nothing.
Where do you think... the thing that bugs me now, right, is when they're like, where did she get the eggs? I'm like, she didn't need eggs. The things you use eggs for in soufflé is protein. She could have just, like, puked on it.
Okay, anyway...
What?
You know what we should probably do on this episode is...
Leave?
That.
Okay.
But first we should plug Regeneration Who real quickly.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
What's Oni ever done for us?
Listen. So Regeneration Who is a giant Doctor Who convention coming up in Hunt Valley, Maryland in March of 2015. So far, Sylvester McCoy, Colin Baker, Nicola Bryant, help me out if you remember any of the other
names.
No,
I'm gonna let you flounder.
Well, other than that, the only other person I can think of is just this guy named Tom Baker. Some people may have heard of him. I don't know.
So you're not thinking of, like, Patricia Quinn or...
Patricia Quinn, okay. Yeah.
Because that might be someone that people want to see.
Yes.
Just saying.
Lots of awesome stuff. And the rumor is that they're not done announcing guests yet. So,
well, they did say that there'll be something for every Who fan, which makes me wonder what they're going to announce for the new Who fans.
Right. So it would behoove you guys to go ahead and
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Behoove.
Behoove.
Somebody's got to make the bad jokes when the other Ben's not around. So go to regenerationwho.com and
speaking of which,
sign up.
Oni has said that she's going to do a Femme 12 cosplay for that.
Oh my god, fantastic. And
did you see my message?
No.
I was like, can I cosplay as guy who gets to interview Sylvester McCoy?
Yes, because that cracked me up. I still want to see whoever it was that put up a picture of the green bubble wrap and said, I've got my Wirren costume.
Yeah.
I don't know how to... That thing the from Wirren. Ark and yeah. Space. Yeah.
The Wirren. You said it right.
Okay. Where are you?
The Wirren.
That thing. So yeah, go get your tickets and your room as soon as possible. Do not wait because they're selling out super fast.
Yeah.
Super fast. It's going to be fantastic.
I'd also like to plug... Three Drinks, Two Men, One Topic, my podcast.
Ooh, you have a podcast.
Where we drink a lot, there's two of us, and we really fail to stay on topic. And a podcast that I guest quite a bit on, which is the Next Issue, what was the Next Issue podcast, which is now Pop Culture Uncovered. I do a lot of work with them, even behind the scenes. I don't necessarily always guest on it, but those two, check those out. And if you want to hear more from me, hit me up on Twitter at Bob T. Goldfish. That's the best place to find me.
And you can find me on Twitter at Jenny underscore Z. You can find me on, or you can find us at, yes, Zed, thank you. We're playingdoctorpodcast.com. We're on Twitter at Playing Doctors. We're on Facebook. We're on Google Plus, iTunes, Stitcher. And you can call us at 434-993-TIME. And don't ask me what the numbers are because I don't know right now. And tell us what you thought about the episode. So yeah.
That would be 8463.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
See?
Helping out the illiterate people out there.
I'm not just a pretty face. Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. Not laughing.
I heard it.
Serious. Serious. I'm not laughing. I'm just choking on Dalek jizz.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think I hear the TARDIS rolling up, so we better get out of here.
How do you hear it rolling up? It doesn't roll.
Yeah, it's got spinners on it now. I hooked it up.
I'm sorry, what?
Get anyway.
Out of my TARDIS.
We gotta get out of here.
Leave.
My bad.